Five, four, three, two, one.
PlayStation. Hey guys, welcome to episode 22 of the PS3 Blogcast. I am JCM. With us this week is FooBear.
True believers!
And no one else, because Ace didn't get back to me, and I think he's still busy with all his college stuff. I was going to try to get Dark Lurker, but I didn't realize Ace wasn't going to be here, so it was kind of last minute. He was online, and then, you know, it's hard to get people last minute for stuff. Sometimes I'll try on Facebook, be like, hey, someone get on here, but, you know, that's boring. We don't want people not from the site on there. That's
ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't want just some riffraff on the podcast. We don't want regular riffraff.
That's right. No riffraff. Mm-hmm. But, so it's just going to be the two of us, which we find, because we can hold the fort. We've done two people.
Totally hold it down. You've done it before.
That's right. We've done this.
Exactly.
So, let's kickstart it off with something that you text messaged me the other day, a picture of Harrison Ford holding a PS3 controller.
You like that?
Yeah. I saw, at first I was like, is this some, like, weird Photoshop picture or something? But I'm like, no, it looks fine. And then I saw the article on IGN about Harrison Ford playing Uncharted 3 from some Japanese promo thing. I was going to watch the video. They have like a 7-minute video of him playing and he talks about it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But the video contained, there's like potential spoilers, and I haven't watched any media stuff on Uncharted since way back. So I was like, I can't watch it. I'll wait till the game comes out and then I'll watch it. But right now, but it's up there if people want to find it.
Yeah, I'm totally avoiding any video stories on Uncharted 3 at all. I don't want to spoil it at all. I mean, we're so close.
I know.
I mean, you've waited this long. Why go and risk it? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, so. And I know we posted on the main page, we posted the launch trailer. I'm like, but the launch trailer is like 2.5 minutes. I'm like, that's 2.5 minutes of nothing but story. I'm like, I don't want to know.
No, it doesn't really spoil anything. Okay, it's just kind of random points in the story. It doesn't really piece anything together he's trying to do, or you know what treasure he's going after to, you know, do whatever. Doesn't really pinpoint anything. Just shows off like moves of the new moves that Drake can do.
Yeah,
like there's a new one where he goes, here, catch, and he throws his AK at some dude and he catches it. And meanwhile, it's followed by his right fist to the dude's jaw. It's hella funny.
Nice.
It's a good finishing move. I can't wait to try it out.
Nice. Sounds cool. Yeah, I know. I want to see like all the different, especially like the jump takedowns when you jump off something.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's going
to
be sweet.
When you're in flight, you'll be able to take them down.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. All right, let's see what else we got here. I know on the for new releases as far as those go, your Payday the Heist came out. It came out, didn't it? Yeah, $20.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I know it's. I've seen a couple of reviews around places. It got, you know, good reviews.
Something.
I haven't gotten it yet. I know I'm downloading the demo actually as we speak, because I figured I'd give the demo a shot, because I'm assuming the demo. I'm hoping it's online, because some demos in the past have been online, like Warhawk, obviously, had to be online, because it's an online-only game. And I think Mag had a demo, but it's, you know, like a short one, because I know they say the AI partners are crappy, mm-hmm. It's made for multiplayer, so I want to give it a shot and see if I like it. But, I'm down, I haven't played it yet, but, and, you know what, yeah, I don't understand why they're doing this. I'm sure you've been on the store recently, but that they have the Infamous 2
pre-order
thing.
I
hate seeing that, because I'm always like, it's at the top of new releases, so I'm like, oh, it's out. No, it's not. It's pre-order.
It kind of fakes you out every time.
Yeah, it's discounted for PlayStation Plus members, but it doesn't say if that's only while you can pre-order it. Like, once it comes out, it's actually $10, you know what I mean?
I would think so. I would think that would be the reason that you would want to pre-order, is to get the PlayStation Plus discount, which is, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, what is the discount? It's like $4? $3?
It's $2.
Okay, well, I mean, $2, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not, you know, bashing discount. It's a great
discount. That's, what is that, a quarter of the money suit? You know what I mean?
It's 20%, so.
Yeah, 20% of the money suit price.
Yeah, which is totally totally fine. You know, like, it's still a good deal, but it just it doesn't clarify whether or not the deal is only while you can pre-order. Because, like, you know, I'm going to get it, but the pre-order thing on a digital download is weird. And I know right now they're also doing that promo they keep saying where if you spend $60 or more, you get $10 back.
Now, is that cumulative, or is that all it's is it all one time, or how well, do you, is it over a period of time, or I think it's how does only, that work?
I think it's only during the month of October.
Really?
It's weird because it says, if you watch it, it says, it's popping, it says, shop the entire asterisk PlayStation Store. So I think it's only, because it gives an asterisk, I don't think it's everything possible, because I've spent a good amount of money. I just bought a DLC for Deus Ex, which is $10, and then I bought some other stuff, and I'm like, well, now, is it only specific things I can buy? Like, it can only be, like, the only on PlayStation, the PS2 games, and stuff like that, because it doesn't, you can't really click on the asterisk. I don't know how to find that information out, but...
Yeah.
So I'm curious, but I mean that sounds. I think they did something like that before, didn't they? Where like if you bought certain games, you're able to like save a certain amount of money.
Not that I remember. I mean, it's still a pretty cool deal that you get money back. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's $10. It can't. I mean, I guess you could buy something for $10 on there, but.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's something I'm not really interested in, spending $60 on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure over the course of a certain amount of time, will, but I usually don't spend $60 in a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I have a whole list of everything I've purchased, and I purchased a lot of crap off the store.
Yeah, yeah.
A good chunk of money, but it's like, that's over the life of the life that I've had.
Oh, wait, how'd that go?
A huge chunk of money.
Huge old chunk.
Goes huge chunk. It's huge. Mm-hmm. But, so it's like, you know. But, yeah. Let's see. What else? I know Batman.
I bought it, too, by the way, in the Festival of Blood. I already just bought it.
So now, when you buy it, does it let you download it, but you can't play it? Or is it like it'll automatically download?
No, it'll get sent to your inbox, your PSN inbox.
Yeah.
And then it'll be paper-clipped to the message. Like, when I received the PlayStation Home beta invite.
Yeah.
They just clipped the download right to the message that they had sent me.
That's right. Yeah,
so. And it's pretty quick. It didn't take any time at all to just, like, go ahead and just do it, you know?
Nice.
So.
That's cool.
Now, what else did I buy from the store just recently? Oh, yeah. The Uncharted Fortune Honor Club thing. I totally bought that.
Let me go pop that up, because I saw that earlier, and I was like, what the heck is this? It says, like, you save, like, $20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like by purchasing it, I was like, but yeah. I have no idea what's going on. I was like,
it's a pretty good deal. From what they're saying is you buy that for $25 and then it you can save, what is it, $20?
Yeah, it's something like,
it's like 45% discount. Which is crazy, you know? I mean, you'd be stupid not to buy it.
Yeah, which they don't list on them. They have that stupid add-on thing. I wish they would list them as they came out, not only throw them the add-ons. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's $25. You join now, you save over 45% on 7 multiplayer packs, get the free theme, and then get your DLC like a Fortune Hunter would with Fast and Easy with the XMB, blah, blah. It's over $45 in value. So I'm curious, like, it says it's 7 multiplayer packs, so I'm guessing once the game releases, there's going to be 7 different little, like, $3 packages that are going to come out?
I don't know. It said 4 different map packs, 3 different multiplayer skins, and then I'm sure they're going to release more than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a pretty good deal when you break it down. I mean, I'm all for saving money, and $20, I'd rather save $20 than $2, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, as soon as I heard about it, I went ahead and hopped on it, but they didn't update the store last night until really late.
Yeah, it was pretty
late. Like 8 o'clock,
yeah.
You know, my time, which is, you know.
My time is
West Coast.
Yeah, but yeah, it took a while.
I don't want to start any East Coast, West Coast beef.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
We had to wait a little bit, man. It was kind of a late update, but
yeah.
What ifs.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm tempted to buy it. Mm-hmm. Right now, just to get it, but
there's
a lot of stuff in, like, the thing is, not maybe not every piece of DLC, like if they're individual groups, I might want, like if it's get these skins, I'm like, yeah, I might not want those skins.
You totally want it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want to spend $25 right now, though. Something I don't even own.
Cheapskate.
I'm not cheapskate. Like, I'm thinking, like, once I just want to know, like, the map packs, I'll buy. Because I bought every expansion for Uncharted 2, except, I think, one, like, skin pack, maybe. But, and, like, the same, I buy DLC for all the games I enjoy just to support, you know, the studio. But, so, we'll see. I wish I could see what they were. And if I actually had the game, it'd be different. I'd be like, all right, well, I'll do this, but, yeah. So, let's see what else here. You know, like I said, I know Batman Arkham City came out.
Yeah, it was huge, huge release for some people. I know my friend, Devious One was looking forward to it.
Yeah. The, GameStop near my house had a Batmobile outside it for, for a midnight release.
Where? Santa Rosa?
No, in, Windsor, which is, like, right next to Santa Rosa.
But, I don't know where Windsor is. Please, you're talking to me like I don't know Windsor is. I used to live in Healdsburg, son. It's all good.
So below Healdsburg.
Yeah,
But yeah, they had a Batmobile, like the old school one.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, I'm sure some people in wine country might have one of the replicas, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Some hoity-toity person's probably got one.
Chilling. Probably some at, the, you know, one of the Schultz people.
Yeah.
People that Snoopy's driving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got freaking Charlie Brown behind the wheel with the bat wing on his face.
Like Woodstock on the hood.
Woodstock!
He still can't kick the football.
Yeah. That's it. The doctor is in. Nice.
Let's see here. What other new games came out? I'm trying to think. Let's see. See, PlayStation, there's a lot of content on...
Huge content update. Yeah,
like, on the PSN games, there, like we said, where there was Payday the Heist, there was Beat Hazard Ultra. the first Dead Space is up there for only $20, which is fucking...
Free to PlayStation Plus members.
Well, I don't... It's free? I saw they gave
game
the...
Game trial.
Let's see. Oh, the game trial, yeah.
Yeah.
60 minutes. Which I think is still a cool feature. I haven't used it on any games because by the time the game was up, if I wanted it, I already have it. But that is pretty cool. And usually by the time they also go up, they're, like I said, they're fucking hella cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Borderlands, the Game of the Year edition was hella cheap on there as well. Let's see. Dungeon Defenders, Okabu, Real Steel, Ridge Racer 7 3D, and Rocket Birds Hot Boiled Chicken, which we have a review up on PS3blog.net, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Which got a, I believe, high 7 out of 10, which is a good rating.
Yeah, for a downloadable game. Yeah.
Exactly. And I know we're having a contest giving it away. I was thinking about entering it, but I'm close to 10,000 points, so I didn't want to lose any. And I was like, because the...
God, you're one of those people. I can't get rid of my points.
No, I've used hella points. Hang on to them. Dude, when we had the Portal contest, I put hella points in that. When we had a couple of the contests, I put hella points in. But... Mm-hmm. Now it's like now I'm like oh, I'm so close to 10,000. I want to be part of that 10,000 club.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Halloween theme came out for PlayStation Plus members. Woot! Free. It's a free avatar, free little pumpkin avatar.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen that dynamic theme?
Let's not forget the free avatars.
That's right, free avatars. Jesus. Have you seen that theme? The dynamic theme of the hot of like the blonde chick. Like, looking at the screen, smiling, like, pushing her boobs together, and she smiles. That's all it is.
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude, Oli... I've seen it before, and then Oli sent me... You know how you could suggest...
Recommend it? Yeah.
Or whatever, recommend. He did that to me, and I went to it, and I was like, you would. So ridiculous.
Oh, Ridge Racer 7 came out on... is that now... Is that just 3D only?
I'm sure it just has an option. Like, you can play 3D, don't play 3D, but...
Because I love Ridge Racer. I was thinking about getting it, but I wasn't sure if it was 3D only.
No, it was not like they're not gonna pull a freaking Wii and make you use the motion control the whole time you play Zelda, which is retarded. But
I understand.
Yeah, let's see. But yeah. Let's see what else we got going on. Like I said, there's Got some discounts. Got some PlayStation Minis, but I don't care about those. Let's see. Oh, you get a bunch of free minis for the Plus subscribers.
I'm not really into the minis.
Yeah, I've never actually played it.
No trophies. That's why I don't like them.
I've heard they're kind of eh.
Yeah, some of them are meh.
Yeah. Let's see.
SOCOM 4 DLC, too. Yeah, came out. SOCOM 4.
Yeah, $10.
Man, I gotta get back into that game. I got so much shit on my plate right now. I can't even. Like, I played that game nonstop. I think I'm like 3-4 trophies away from platinum in it.
Yeah.
I almost have the platinum in it. It was super close. Man. And I only need like 3 or 4 in Dead Island 2, and I'll get platinum on that one.
Nice. Which one's missing?
Of course, the play with 4 characters through Act 1.
Yeah.
That one is a pain in the ass. And I'm still stuck on. That one trophy, explore the whole island. Yeah. I'm on 71 of 72, dude. I don't know where to go.
There's no, like, little dark spaces?
I mean, there's some dark spaces, but...
You can't get to them.
Nothing big.
Yeah.
I mean, do I gotta go to every little dark space?
Yeah, if there's a tiny one you can get there, I think you have to go to it.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you,
Super close.
If you, like, corral people together for, like, one day, like you set a day, like, hey, we need these people to do Act 1. Because Act 1 doesn't take too long. I mean, doesn't Act 1 end, like, right when you get to the lighthouse almost? Or, like...
I don't think so. I think Act 1 ends when you finally get the... Spoiler alert, when you get the armored car, right?
Oh, wow, that's quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess you don't have to do the side quests. You can just plow through the story real quick.
Yeah, but you got to do some of the side quests to get through the main quest, too.
Well, yeah, it's usually, like, you know, talk to the people around the lighthouse, and you, like, 3 quests. But you don't have to do the shit, like, find my teddy bear. You don't have to do that, I don't think, but...
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you get, like, a group together, you say, like, hey, on this day, we'll just spend the day doing it. Yeah, just hit me up, and I'll again, because, like I said, I'll just... still got my character on there, so...
And then, you want to talk about frustrating? I have 114 collectibles, and I need 6 more.
There you go.
But dude, I can't find them. I even got, like, the map app on my iPad, so I can, like, systematically eliminate each collectible.
Yeah.
Man, and some of them, they're actually in buildings that you can't get to unless you do the story. Oh, otherwise, they're closed off. Well, yeah, so some, either like, way, I'm screwed.
Yeah, there's ones like I think like the marketplace. You can't get to unless you do the story.
Mm-hmm. Fucking cartoon zombie horse shit. Yeah. Could not believe it. I was like, "What? There's no door?" I was like, "No, this is this is like the personal ID that I need." And then I'm missing like 5 or 6 in the hotel, so I got to do the hotel mission all over again.
Yeah,
which I don't mind because that one's kind of fun, but. Some of them are just like, ugh. And yeah, that's one thing. I think that's probably my only complaint as far as Dead Island goes, is there's no chapter select. You know what I mean? Like, once you beat the game on some games, you can just go back and do a chapter. You have to go back and do the whole game over again. There's no chapter select. Oh, I just want to play this chapter because it's fun. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or I want to play this mission.
Yeah.
No. You got to play the whole game.
Yeah, just a little annoying.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, a little big annoying.
Man.
Yeah.
But,
let's see here.
A pretty big content update, though, on the store. I can see why it took a little while.
Yeah, there's like I said, there's 9 demos, tons of discounted DLC stuff. Like, I was looking at the list, just huge.
Call of Duty.
And then
taking the lead there. World at War, Modern Warfare, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, tons of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know there was a non-mandatory PS3 firmware update 3.73, but I haven't updated yet.
Yeah, I just went ahead and downloaded it anyways. I knew it was mandatory, but I was like to follow the rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't want to get in trouble from the PlayStation police.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see here. What are the news we got? Well, I know next week. Actually, it's not next week, but it's coming out soon. Yeah, it is, 25th. I know Worms Crazy Golf comes out in the PSN.
Really?
You don't like Worms?
Really, JCM?
Dude, I love Worms,
man. You brought this podcast to a screeching halt for Worms Golf? Really?
I didn't screeching halt. Wait, you're the one bringing this to
golf? Worms Golf?
Worms is a hell of a fun game, dude. I'll totally buy Worms Golf.
Oh, my God. How lonely are you?
Dude, Worms is awesome, man. Team 17.
I think I'll be playing a big boy game like Infamous Festival of Blood.
Oh, and, I'll play that, of course.
I'll be playing my Uncharted 3 game as well next week. Mm-hmm. That's right. I get a whole week before anybody else.
Oh, they give it to you guys early?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, apparently when you go to the AMC event, they give you a premium card, like lanyard or whatever, and you have to show it to them on site, and then you register your address with, I guess, the table there, and they send it to you in, like, 2 to 3 days.
Nice.
So I'll have it next week.
Cool. There you go.
Yeah. And I'm getting the collector's edition, so do work.
That's why you won't be playing Battlefield 3, huh?
No, I'm not going to be playing Battlefield 3 because all you do in Battlefield is walk around.
What do you do in fucking Uncharted? You walk around and explore.
What are you talking about?
Walking's a big part of every video game, unless it's a flying game.
I want action. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be like, walking around looking for people. I want to be in the thick of it.
Well, yeah, if you run off in the wrong direction, you're like, where did we go? Where's everybody?
It's not for me. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. You know.
Yeah, I gave it a chance. I really did. I played it, you know, a good, you know, solid couple days, and I'm just like, I can't get into it. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just too brainwashed by Call of Duty, maybe. I was just like the rest of the general public. I hate to admit it, but...
That's what Ace would say if he were...
Yeah, I know he would. He'd be laying into me right now.
He'd baptize you in a pool of Battlefield 3 cases. Like, there you go. You were cleansed, my son.
But I'm getting the Hardened Edition for Call of Duty, so I could do like an unboxing for that. Should be pretty fun.
Hi, Carl. I think I've been brainwashed. Yeah, it's sad. But I'm getting the Hard Edition. I'm going to do an unboxing.
Come on, guy.
So are you doing the unboxing for the Uncharted since you're going to get it early? Or is that
yeah, I guess I could. I mean, it's only the regular game that I'll get earlier, but I could still do a just open it up. But, I mean, I'll get the special edition at midnight. From the GameStop that's, like, right down the street from my house. Hopefully they'll do a midnight release. But my GameStop is pretty weak when it comes to that sort of stuff. Unless it sells, like, a million copies, they don't do a midnight release.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, but whatevs. Last time they did a Call of Duty midnight release, like, the cops showed up, and people were like, fuck the police, and... Like, it almost started a friggin' like a mini scale riot. I was like, oh shit. So
that's ridiculous.
It was like super cold, and I called my girlfriend and I was like, hey, can you bring me a blanket, please? She was helicopter girlfriend and bought me like a little brown paper sack lunch, nice. little blanket and everything. Yeah, she bring me a little hot chocolate with the mini marshmallows in it. She's like, hey, I'm getting the hell out of here. It's freezing. I was like, aw. But it was worth it. It was fun. I always like to stand in line for that kind of stuff. I like it for the experience. That's what I like to do with the iPhone when it comes out, you know?
Yeah. It's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just once in a lifetime. Well, I guess multiple times in a lifetime kind of thing.
But... Exactly. Payday. I think I'll play the demo and check it out. But the graphics look, I don't know, a little lackluster at best.
Well, you know, then it's just a downloadable game, so it's not going to be, like, super hardcore. I'm sure they didn't license out some kind of... It's Gameloft, so I believe anyways, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
No, it's not Gameloft. It's a... I forget what it is, but it's not a... You know, it's like they're not going to, like, lease out the Unreal Engine because that costs a ton of money to lease, you know... A game engine,
really?
Payout. So, well, yeah, they. I mean, it's not like they go, oh, here. It's not open source. Like, oh, hey, take an Unreal Engine. You pay to use it. So, like, that's why some companies they'll just make their own because they don't want to lease out one, or they feel what they want to do they can't do with the tech in someone else's engine.
I understand.
Yeah.
But, That's what I was going to say. Oh, a new Core episode. I always look forward to those. I like those. They usually have some sort of exclusive Core download.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Batman and...
Did you watch the last one? Do you have Core?
I download them since they're free for Plus members.
Oh, right.
I used to only download them if their main coverage was a game I cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I download them now that they're free. And then I'll watch the stuff. I didn't watch everything. I watched the Battlefield thing and then a little bit of other stuff. But, yeah. And I watched I like watching the episodes of Pulse as well.
Yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah, I like those. But, now that I subscribe to the PlayStation YouTube channel, they put on there, so now I don't download them, I just watch them on there.
Right.
Like, problem solved.
But, nice. They have them on YouTube now?
Yeah. I saw at least they seem to start doing them when I was on YouTube earlier today.
Huh.
Or Tuesday, rather. I saw they had the Core episode. I was like, well, awesome. I'll just watch it on there. I don't have to worry about them cutting away for an advertisement I don't care to see.
Yeah.
Always sync from Microsoft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know the that PlayStation 3D display comes out November.
The 3D display?
Yeah, the 24-inch one. I won't be nice. But I know it comes out.
Don't know. $500 seems a little steep for basically a computer monitor sized TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is a bit. But, you know, I like that feature though, the simul view technology, the two layers to get full screen. I still think that's pretty cool, but I don't know how often you would, do that.
Yeah, it seems a bit much for such a small, TV.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, it's my computer monitor is like 22 inches. How big is the TV?
24 inch.
Oh man! Yeah. For $500? No.
500.
No, not a chance. 24-inch
LED 3D TV.
Yeah. With
the crazy new technology, and then you still have to buy the extra glasses.
That is ridiculous. No way. No, not a chance in hell. You can go buy a friggin' 56-inch 3D capable TV at Fry's for like $600, $700. Well, but it's projection, but it's still 3D.
It comes with a copy of a MotorStorm and an HDMI cable, which is kind of cool that at least it comes with the HDMI cable.
They should have been putting out HDMI cables since the Slim came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, really? You still don't put out HDMI cables?
When PlayStation first launched, they didn't launch with the charger cord, did they, for the controller?
I don't know.
Because I think I remember having to buy...
I think they may have given you one, but it was like 2 feet long.
Maybe. I don't remember, because I remember buying one, and I only have one. But I think when I bought the Slim came with one, but my fat PS3, I don't think it did. I'm trying to remember, but...
Yeah.
But we got proprietary technology. That's what you do.
Yeah. Speaking of other PlayStation peripherals, PSP, February 22nd, right? Vita?
Oh, yeah, the Vita. Yeah, February 22nd. Yeah.
Do you like that little segue? I kind of ripped you off. I was all, speaking of PlayStation, blah, blah, blah. Huh?
Yeah, there you go. That was a good segue. That was good. But then you derailed it by rubbing your face.
Should I have one where I host?
There you go.
Talk about stuff that I want to talk about. Start segueing into everything.
Well, you can segue into stuff. I'm just trying to steer it that way, steered down the news. And we talk.
Steer this crazy train.
That's right. I don't want to go off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
But, I...
February 22nd, huh?
Yeah, that's, sounds like a good time. I mean, I'm trying to think what else is...
That's going
to
be a huge month for PlayStation, though, when you think about it.
You got Twisted Metal.
You got the Vita. You got Twisted Metal. I was just going to say, Twisted Metal comes out on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Unless Jaffe decides he wants to hold it back even further. But, I mean, Valentine's Day is a pretty good day to put it out, I suppose.
Yeah, I think he picked that date. Obviously on purpose.
On purpose,
But I think maybe it would have been, like, late January. And it could have been like, oh, let's just do it Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think what else comes out. Next year, because I know Tomb Raider got pushed, didn't it? Comes out.
Yeah. Soul Calibur 5 comes out next year too.
That's true. I saw a news article saying that apparently Ezio might be in Soul Calibur. Someone mm-hmm. had a beta screenshot they sent into IGN.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows Ezio.
Mm-hmm.
But not that I'm a Soul Calibur fan, but I like when they put characters in from, you know, other games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which game is Cole in?
Cole McGrath?
Yeah. He's in a fighting game. I want to say...
Oh, Street Fighter.
He's in the Street Fighter vs. Tekken?
Yeah, he's in the Vita.
The Vita one, okay. Yeah, I remember seeing him at a game show, but I don't think we ever actually talked about it. But... That's kind of cool. I love having Kratos in Mortal Kombat. That's hella cool. I'm like, yeah, tear it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. We've got not a whole lot of, like I said, not a whole lot of news. I mean, sure, there's some, but nothing really mentioning. If there's anything else we missed, it's on the PS3blog.net main page. So.
I got the live blog tomorrow. Hopefully that'll go off without a hitch, unlike the Soul Calibur one I did. Man, that Soul Calibur live blog I did was probably in the most scariest part of San Francisco. Secondly, of the place that it was at, there's no sign in front. It's like they just pecked like an empty business and be like, okay, well, we're just going to do one here. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
Well, thank God I had my bike because I thought I was probably going to get raped by some homeless guy on the way back to BART.
I didn't realize there were so many crazy homeless rapists in San Francisco.
You never know, dude.
you guys have a problem.
But the event tomorrow should be pretty fun. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm taking a half day from work. I'm barking out. I'm bringing my folding chair, my iPad, my iPhone, my headphones, my backpack. I'm chilling.
There you go.
Sit in line. I don't care.
What time does it start?
5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that.
It goes to like 10 or something.
I think it goes to about 8, 9.
There you go.
I'm not sure exactly, but I'm gonna have some fun. Bring in K-Bear 3000 with me. So that should be fun.
Don't forget to, have Nolan North do the
intro. Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm going to corner him. I'm going to spring the trap on him and be like, hey, three things. Can you do my voicemail for me? Can I get a sound bite for my podcast? And is it better to burn out than to fade away? You don't have to answer those questions in any particular order. I just need the answers.
He's all. At the last time, he's all, hey, my. No. But,
I can't wait. Apparently you get like a backpack like full of swag. I was reading the article on there on PS3blog.net.
Mm-hmm.
Another fine article by Ollie and company there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, but my photos are going to be much higher quality since I'm using my iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. Got the fuzzy flip camera phone photos they have on there.
They're not bad photos. They're tiny. Yeah. But I don't know if that's because the plugin just makes them small. But
uh-huh.
Yeah. But you gotta get something that's, you know, a nondescript plug where it says, like, you're listening to the PS3 blog cast from, you're like, hey, it's Nolan North, and you're listening to the PS3 blog cast.
Yeah.
You know, and
I'll figure something out.
Something like that, yeah. That way mm-hmm. we can just, like, we can always just plug it in.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I'm looking at some of the pictures, and the girl that does Elena Fisher,
mm-hmm.
she looks like the only person that's having fun.
Well, no, let's see.
Nolan North is kind of like cracking a smile.
Well, no,
Penny just doesn't have a personality anyways. I mean, she looks like she lives under a bridge 75% of the time.
In the group picture,
yeah.
Nolan on the right, he looks like he's just kind of like, yeah, I'm
sooner. He's just like, come on, nerds. Get it over with.
Although, you know what I mean? He is smiling in the picture with Oli.
He is trying. I'll tell him that.
Yeah, he's smiling in that picture.
Mm-hmm. So, I am definitely looking forward to that. Really excited. And then I'm going to be double excited to get my game next week, which is going to be awesome. Because I'm already capped out, so there's really no more point in me playing the... multiplayer access from Subway Taste for Adventure.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, I'm excited. I've been this excited for something in a while, which is nice.
You need to change your shorts?
Maybe. a short changing may be in order.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll pack an extra pair. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, so, we had an article on the website the other day from Emra regarding the PlayStation Online Pass for Uncharted 3 and how he thinks it's a bad idea. And basically, he lists off saying that it's a barrier. And he said, well, he lists off the basic stuff. Like, obviously, you can't platinum it if you buy used and you don't get the online thing because you have the two online trophies.
Oh, there's only two online trophies?
I think, yeah, it should be the same like the other Uncharted 2 only had two as well, where it was just play an online game, doesn't matter what, and then play a co-op game. So that's all you have to do is just get in. I don't think you necessarily have to beat the rounds, but you just have to, you might, but that's all you have to do, and those are the only two trophies, which is totally acceptable for online trophies.
Yeah, yeah.
But, he basically is like, it'll form a barrier for people who might give the online portion a try, and how this will translate to less people trying out the online, potentially reducing people who might otherwise be hooked. He says secondhand buyers not willing to pay up will lead to less people play online. The lobbies will become deserted sooner as supply of gamers to play will be lower. Basically, he keeps going all these stats about how people will be less and less and all this. I think that the people who want the game, who buy it initially, will buy it new anyways. Because when you buy used on day one, it's only like $5 off. And it's like, why would you buy it if you have to then, you know, pay $10? Which you won't, because the stores have been eating that cost. Like GameStop's been eating it lately. They eat the $10, which is totally fine. So like if they're taking it, it won't, you know, it's not going to affect the gamer if they're the ones who are going to. The one thing I am curious about is how this affects the rental industry.
Yeah, yeah. Because that was going to be my next question, because a lot of people get games from, Gamefly?
Yeah.
And what are their sources they rent them, you know, from?
Yeah, whoever. If there's a Blockbuster still somewhere, who knows?
Yeah, how's that going to work? Are they going to have to, like, rent the game or, you know, borrow the game from somebody, and then in order to even play it online, they have to go on the PlayStation Store and then, you know, purchase the pass for like $10? I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, it could be something up. Like, I could see... I don't know how they work, because that's my main concern. I don't care about the used portion. I'm just like, well, what about the people that rent? Because a lot of people rent to find out if they want to buy, you know, if a game doesn't have... You know, that's why we have demos now, is to people try those. But some people, you know, usually want to do more than just a demo. They want to see a bigger slice of the game. So they'll
rent it.
But I'm curious if they could do something where, like, let's say Gamefly does something where they get, like, these codes. And you punch in the code, and it'll work for, like, let's say, you know, X amount of days.
4 hours.
Yeah. You can play... As long as you have the game, you can play it online. And then once that time's up, it's done. Because you figure, obviously, you can rent for Gamefly. You can rent it forever and bring it back. But you don't want to do that. But, you're just like, okay, for a week with this code, you can play online and then try it out if you like it. But
yeah, it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, so...
I don't know how that's gonna play out.
Yeah, well I mean, I'm curious. Obviously, it's been happening already. So if there was a rental place that I could go to, if they weren't all shut down, I'd ask them. But maybe I can call up Gamefly.
We're not shut down. Yeah, make sure you add that snarky remark towards the end.
Well, I can't, like, go to Blockbuster. There's no Blockbusters anymore. There's no Hollywood videos.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Richard, isn't it?
I'll try calling Gamefly sometime and ask them, like, hey, I got a question for you.
But, yeah, exactly. Get on the case there, JCM. Yeah,
that's right. I will.
Mm-hmm.
But
stick your video game hounds on them.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it, but this here, he says, right here in the article, he goes, at least with Uncharted 2, they realized that the online portion should not count for the platinum trophy requirements. But he says, for the most part, but he says for the most part, And but it is required if you need two. But so I don't know why he says should not. I mean, they clearly obviously made two trophies there, which I don't think, you know, they obviously make that to make people go online. But now, I don't necessarily agree with the whole article that he wrote. I read the whole thing. It was a good article. It's, you know, an opinion piece there. Now, he does make up a good point saying how never mind the fact that the Uncharted 3 online will rely on peer-to-peer networking, because they're talking about how this will help. The $10 pass will help with server costs. But,
you know how, like, I would think that they would anticipate huge server load. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just from this Naughty Dog would, I mean. Because, yeah. I mean, they do all their in-house thing. Like, they do, they don't do updates to the game. They do hot fixes. And that's what that whole syncing level connecting thing is before you log in on multiplayer. It checks for the newest update, the newest hot fix directly from Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog doesn't have to get their patches or hot fixes approved by Sony. They just do it, you know, yeah, right there.
Exactly.
When you sync to online.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to beef up their servers just for Uncharted 3. Because there's going to be a lot more people playing. Especially since, they, you know, they got Game of the Year last year. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to wait this time. And they're going to buy it, you know what I mean, right off the bat. So there's going to be a lot more people online for Uncharted 3 than there was for Uncharted 2. So I kind of hope that they're at least anticipating that, and they're not going to drop ball the first day.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah,
that's my main concern.
I really don't think it'll be a big issue for, you know, because the one thing, I'm not against used game sales, because I feel like obviously when you buy a car and you sell the car money doesn't go back to the dealership or the manufacturer. Yeah. Now, I know technically you're not buying the game, you're buying the license to play, mm-hmm, which, you know, it's that's all just, you know, crazy wording. So, like I said, I understand the argument, and it would be nice to see money go to the developers. The only reason I think it makes such a big difference in gaming versus anything else is because you see how much of an impact it is on gaming. Like, if it was, you know, just a, you know, a couple hundred thousand a year, that's nothing. But when you look at the profit that GameStop makes from their use sales, we've talked about this before, like, it's such a huge margin. That's like, look at that giant, look how that big chunk of money and how much of it is from used games, and now that money goes in. So I understand, but one thing I thought the other day, since Sony said they're doing this only for their first-party games, is that the online pass should only apply to people who aren't PlayStation Plus members, because that would push the Plus subscriptions. It's like, oh, you get this, because you already get Core for free, so it's like, because that's like, I forget what that is for a whole year. It's like, what, 15 bucks or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something, but it's free that month if you're Core. And you get discounts that's already. If they just made everybody who's a Plus member not need the online passes, like, instantly you get access, that would be awesome. Just do that. And it's like, there you go, problem solved. And then I think that should be a perk. I mean, maybe eventually it would be, but that seems like it would be a great perk for Plus members. But I really don't see. And the one thing I like about used sales, too, is, like, for instance, when I bought Indigo Prophecy by the same studio who made Heavy Rain. And then I bought,
which I never played, and I totally regret it.
You can probably find
it. I heard that game was awesome.
It was weird in, because it was so different from anything I played. And
that's what I like. I like different games. I don't like the same regurgitated crap, like, over and over again. That's why I was excited for Dead Island. This is something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah, when I went to Babbage's and picked that up at the mall way back when, I bought that.
Babbage's.
And I got back in Babbage's.
I've heard somebody say Babbage's for forever.
Before they got gobbled up.
I keep forgetting that you live right in the same area I do. I was like, Babbage's? Where is he going? But, oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
There you go. But I picked up that and the first God of War, because I never played the first God of War when that came out. And then when I went up there, Indigo Prophecy was in the used bargain bin because obviously the game wasn't being pressed anymore. So that's the thing that's nice. Like, if you want a game and in like 2 years, they're not going to make that game anymore. They're not going to press it and ship it out. So the only way to get it is through used. So that's where I see used. If a company only presses 2 million copies of a game and they ship them and then they stop pressing, every used game sale past once you stop pressing a game should that should stay to GameStop. That shouldn't go to you because you stop pressing the game. I think it's only when you continue to sell it, you know what I mean? Like, now they do some, but it's only for greatest hits. They don't do it for games like right now, for instance, like Catherine sold, they just announced it sold at the end of August, 500,000
copies. 500,000 copies.
Which is good for, I don't want to say Atlas. Yeah, Atlas, I guess. Because they don't, you know, they make a very specific, they have a small, hardcore audience, and they only print what they know they'll sell. And to them, that was a really good profit for them. What they did. So they're probably not going to press that game, you know, for like in a year. And if people want to go find it, the only place they can get it is used. So if you get it used, it's like, hey, you know, the money should go to the store they bought it from, not from you. So that's like where
I agree.
Yeah. But, you know, people can be on either side. Like I said, I see both points, but I'm just, whatever. I don't see it being an issue for the consumer at the moment because the stores are just going to front that $10.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was a good article. It has a lot of comments. There's a ton of stuff on there. A lot of people voicing their, you know, opinions. But you know, it's like everybody thinks something different. So there you go.
Wow. Hey, so just out of curiosity, I was looking on eBay just for Uncharted 3 like DLC because they keep out giving out cards at like New York Comic Con and there are some for like San Diego Comic Con. And now people are selling their Uncharted AMC promo event swag bags.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going for buy it now prices of $129.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. That must $110, $105. That is ridiculous. Wow. That's insane.
This is some gold in those bags.
Yeah, apparently.
Hmm.
Comes with some pretty cool stuff, though, but nothing worth $120-something dollars. That's, wow. I did not see that coming. Anyways, a little tidbit there for you kids.
Interesting, interesting. So, have you just still been playing Dead Island lately?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just trying to work on getting all the collectibles and trying to finish it out before I start really focusing on Uncharted 3 next week. Yeah. You know, I only got this coming week, and then, of course, I have to do the battle for the PS3 with my eternal roommate, Cool Glasses, who seems to love to play Call of Duty, so when he's not on it, I am.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how about you? What have you been playing?
I'm still playing Dark Souls, and I'm actually about to go into a rant on it and probably annoy the people who like Dark Souls. I mean, it's a good game, but
It's not hard.
No, it's not a hard game. It's not a hard game.
I saw your comment.
Dude,
Dark Souls isn't hard, period.
I'm tired of reading these online articles about how Dark Souls is one of the hardest games of all time. It's not a hard game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. Like, when I think of hard, I think of a game like that's because they say it's brutally punishing. No, it's not. Okay, hard to me is like when you try to do like a veteran on like a COD where one bullet kills you. You know what I mean? It's like that's like hard in an insane sense. Like, why the fuck would they make this game like that? Because that's not fun. Dark Souls is fun. It's a challenging game in the sense that there's a way to handle stuff. It's a game that requires patience. Like, every boss has a weakness, and they attack a certain way. So you're just learning that formula. It's like math. There's one way to solve a problem, and it's finite. No matter what, that's how you solve it. And it's fine. Math is easy. And Dark Souls is an easy game. It's got a challenge to it, which is nice. So it's like, if you make a mistake, it's not like, oh, I'll recover. It's like, you make a mistake, and oh, I just got pummeled. But that doesn't mean it's hard. It's just a challenge. So it's not a hard game. I don't know why people are fucking bitching and saying it is. It's not.
Yeah. What the hell?
My biggest problem with it was I was when you play the game, you kill these bosses, you get their soul, and you can use that soul to combine with weapons to make special weapons later on. So the game doesn't tell you anything, for one. It teaches, like, the basic mechanics, but it doesn't tell you where to go. It doesn't tell you what each thing does. It just says creates a unique weapon. So I go online. I'm like, what does this do? What weapons can I make? And I look online. So I see a little list. I'm like, oh, there's a really cool sword. I need a curved sword plus 10, so I have to upgrade it at least, you know, 10 times. And then I take the soul and I combine it. I'm like, all right. So I start working on one. I'm working on it. I'm going through the game. I'm leveling up. I'm doing the story. Then I finally get to the blacksmith in the game who can make it because only one guy can. Yeah. I get there. I'm like, all right, my sword's plus 10. Let's do it, curved sword. I click on it. I see the item. It says requires a soul. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Fucking different sword comes out. And I'm like, are you sorry? I mean, it said it, but I didn't read it because I was too excited. Fucking, it's like, no, katanas don't count as a curved sword. What the fuck?
Lame.
So then I didn't get the sword I wanted. It gave me a sword where when I attack with it, it does damage to me. And which is
what?
Yeah, because it's a special kind of like, it's like a chaos sword, so it does damage to you. But so I desynthed it, like I brought it back. But once you use the soul, you're done. And right when that happened, fucking game pissed me off. I was like, I'm done. I hate this game. Like,
fucking Dark Souls.
It took the fun out of it because I've been waiting all day long at work. I was like, I can't wait. I'm gonna get this sword. This sword's gonna be fucking awesome. I'm gonna tear it up.
It's like all you're thinking about.
Dude,
like,
that's all I was thinking about.
Wait.
It'd be like Uncharted if it was like, let's say you get some crazy fucking scope. And it's like, oh, if you just have to level up an assault rifle. And then once you get the assault rifle, once you put 10 points into a rail, you can have this crazy scope on it. That's like a thermal scope. And, and you're just doing it. You're doing it. You're like, yeah. And you'll find, oh, it doesn't work on M16s. It's only on AKs and AKS-70 for use and G36s and all this shit. It's like, oh, really? You know,
every time.
That's like what it is. So I got pissed off and I got mad at the game and I stopped playing the rest of the day. Then I finally went back on. And now I'm just going to play it to beat it. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to beat this game. I'm like, it's still kind of fun. Like, but I was so pissed about that fucking sword. I was almost going to restart it. And just, but I'm 40 hours in. So I'm like, I have a fucking work week into it. I don't want to restart this fucking game.
But you're like trying to reason with yourself. You're like, gosh, I don't know.
Dude, I was so pissed. I was like, and I was like, nah, I'll just beat it. So that way I can beat Crysis this weekend. And then I'll play Battlefield 3 on next week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not a hard game. It's fucking not hard at all. And it's a fun game. Like I said, until yesterday, I really enjoyed it. And not much of a story, but it is really fun. Like, there's these bosses in it that are fucking like, there's one called the Gaping Dragon. You can like look up video. He's the most... The concept artist for this game must have had a fucking field day trying to create...
Wait. What's it called?
The Gaping Dragon.
The Gaping Dragon?
Yeah, just YouTube.
That's some sort of porn movie? What is that?
Well, not when you see this thing, dude. It's fucking... If this thing was in Reign of Fire, he would have destroyed Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale. That movie would have been done in 10 minutes. But, I mean, like I said, it's a fun game. It's not hard, but I got pissed off. But, I mean, I'm kind of cooling down from my anger. So I did, when I downgraded the sword, I upgraded it to a light where it had lightning to it. So now it's at least still good, but I'm like, so whatever. It's still fun, but yeah.
That's one thing I do like about Dead Island is that you can get those mods and then you can add whatever mod you want to almost any weapon with some restrictions. I mean, if it's a rifle mod, of course, you can only add it to rifle. But
yeah,
I was able to get a sword called the Eviscerator, and then I put a shock mod on it, and it does like 2,500 damage. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I put like once I got the top shock mod, I put it on my katanas, like, because you find some fucking great-ass katanas in that game. They're so good. They're, like, the best weapons. And I'm just like, always put the shock mod on it. I never put anything on it. I put, like, the fire mod on one of my shotguns once.
Yeah.
And then I put the electro mod on a couple of my pistols.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the katana. I always carried, like, the katana and then two machetes just in case the durability went down. I just switched to one of the other ones.
I like that you can make bullets out of bleach and metal scrap.
I know, dude, the best are the Dio bombs. Yeah, I take duct tape and deodorant and just wrap it up, and it makes an explosive. I'm like, I don't remember reading that in the Anarchist Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I read that, but.
Man, I'm the deal bomb king. I'll bake like 120 of those damn things and just
lob them.
Paste them out. Yeah, just lob them like softballs through the entire level. I love it.
Blowing stuff up.
I'm like, oh, it's a thug? Yeah, no problem. Let me go and just take care of this little pesky problem.
That's right.
Watch him just burn and squeal to death.
Nice and crispy.
Yeah, yeah. And squealing like a little puppy.
Yeah. I love
it. Speaking of games, did you see that Uncharted came out on PlayStation Home? That was kind of cool.
Uncharted came out on?
Yeah.
Like
you play on PlayStation Home. It's like a little like obstacle course, and you have to collect treasures and make it to the end of the course. And if you do, you unlock like item specific stuff for your PlayStation, you know, house or place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you beat all three levels, you get a booster in the game.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. So I like that they're doing a lot more PlayStation Home integration with some of PlayStation 3 games there nowadays, which is nice. And it's staggered, so it doesn't all come out at once. So
yeah,
the next level, the level 2 Uncharted 3 PlayStation Home comes out tomorrow, and then the level 3 PlayStation Home Uncharted 3 comes out next week. So you can't just do it all at once, you know? But I already beat the first one, so now I'm just waiting for the second one. And if you beat the first one, the first level, you get a Spaz 12 shotgun in, like, a case, which is pretty cool. So I put it on the wall in my PlayStation Home house.
Nice.
It's pretty cool, yeah. Well, I'm rocking the money suit, standing next to my tiger and my golden statues. Mm-hmm. That's right. I live in a mansion. What's up?
Golden statues with tigers.
Serious, I got a freaking tiger in my house. What do you want from me? It's awesome. He's wearing like a big old gold chain with a diamond around his neck.
Bling bling.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't really have any news or anything to talk about. I don't know if you got anything else you want to touch up on. Like I said, remind
just
people
the that event tomorrow, which is going to be pretty cool. I'm going to be giving out some prizes. Some random PlayStation 3 codes that I have stocked up in the old Scrooge McDuck money vault. I'm going to just post them over Twitter and over the live blog. I have a couple 3-month PlayStation Plus membership codes, so those are going to be pretty cool.
Nice.
So just an idea of what I'm giving away. So tune in if you got nothing else to do. Should be fun. Mm-hmm.
Sounds cool. Good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what should the secret word be this week?
Oh, secret word, huh? Yeah. And you know what? I've chosen like the last two. Why don't you go and pick one?
That's why I was delegating to you
this week.
How about we do Dark Souls isn't hard? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So that.
I agree.
That's a secret word. Dark Souls.
Dark Souls isn't hard.
That'll be it right there. So
mm-hmm.
I need to write that down, otherwise I'm going to forget it.
So like, exactly.
I'll have to listen to it again. So Dark Souls isn't hard. All right, there we go.
Not hard, people. Quit your whining.
Isn't hard. Yeah, they just, you know, like I can understand. Like obviously, if you don't have patience to sit there and figure out the stuff, and you slip, like whatever. But it's not like, oh, that's hard because I got killed in 4 hits. You know, it's no, that's not hard. It's a challenge. It's not hard. Mm-hmm. God,
if it was easy, it would be Hello Kitty Adventure Island. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, that's
or the Miley Cyrus video game. What,
oh God,
what is that? The one that's like super easy to platinum.
It's the Hannah Montana.
Oh my God! You know what? I totally want to get that game just so I can platinum.
You can platinum in like 3 hours.
Be like, yeah, that's right. I platinum Hannah Montana. What's up, son?
Yeah, that's yeah,
gangster.
That's ridiculous. You're gonna get like, and then I'm gonna platinum Mega Mind. You're like, yeah, what's up?
All right, man.
All right,
I think we could probably wrap it up. B.
That's right.
Get out the wrap it up box on this podcast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thanks for tuning in this week, guys, and thank you, Fubert, for joining as always.
Always a pleasure, JCM.
And I think I'm going to get back into playing Dark Souls and not enjoying it as much as I did before yesterday. So, you know what sucks? You know what the worst part of it was?
Go ahead.
I almost uploaded my save game to the cloud before I started playing. Had I done that, I would have just deleted my save and re-downloaded that one and been talking. Because the problem is, the game saves, like, every fucking step you take. The game is, like, as you play, it's in constant save. So it's not like, you know, most games, they shine a little icon in the corner. That means it's saving. Yeah. So if you just quit and reload, you're fine. No, because if you quit any time and reload, everything you did is already there. So I couldn't cheat
the system. Are you sure it's not a loading icon?
No, there. Well, it's like a... And whatever, it could be both things, but... it never loads. I never see the icon. So it's like the game is just in perpetual save mode.
Like, sounds like I just put a huge hole in your theory.
There's no hole. It's always saving. You can't beat the system. Because I tried to.
Heard it here first, podcast listeners.
Had I put it to the cloud, I would be in a much happier place right now. But
okay, stop saving to the damn cloud, dude. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, I know.
There's an option to turn it off, you wild animal.
No, I want to turn it on is what I want to do. I don't want to turn it off. No, I want... Because had I put it to the cloud, then as I played, and then when I fucked up because the game, I would have been like, oh, delete it and just re-download before I did that and be like, problem solved. Now I can have my goddamn sword.
Speaking of the cloud, did you download iOS 5 for your iPhone? Do you have an iPhone?
I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. Because now you can now it backs up to the cloud, which is nice.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's cool. I still haven't purchased Lion for my iMac, but which is only like $30 or something like that. It's like hella cheap, but I still haven't got it yet.
I'm still rocking. What was the one before that?
Snow Leopard.
Yeah, I'm still rocking Snow Leopard on my mini Mac.
Yeah, that's what I'm still doing.
Snow Leopard. I mean, so it's like Windows. You don't want to get rid of it. I mean, because it's stable, it works. I don't want to have to learn something new. Put something old out of my brain. You know what I mean? Exactly. Hello. Exactly. Push something out of your brain. Hello, JCM. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought I lost you.
No.
All right, man. I'm tapping out.
All right, dude. See you guys later.
Later.